Today in Business from Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
As a longtime foreign correspondent, I've worked in lots of places, but nowhere as important to the world as China. I'm Jane Perlez, former Beijing bureau chief for The New York Times. Join me on my new podcast, Face Off, U.S. versus China, where I'll take you behind the scenes in the tumultuous U.S.-China relationship. Find Face Off wherever you get your podcasts.
Today in Business from Wired.
On Depop, sellers are pushing shady secondhand pills. The popular e-commerce site is riddled with half-used packets of diet pills and harmful health supplements, highlighting the need for tougher regulation. By Lydia Morish. 6 syringes, a pot of cod liver oil, and 7 glass vials have been neatly arranged on a blanket and photographed for a listing on the secondhand marketplace app Depop. 2 blister packs of fertility supplements lie next to them, covering a third packet which has torn foil and capsules missing. Women's Fertility Trying to Conceive Vitamins and Supplements IVF reads a typo-laden caption for the items. "I am not a doctor, take it your own advice," urges the seller, based in Milton Keynes, England. Across the teen-focused reselling app, buyers can browse hundreds of health products and supplements, ready to purchase alongside secondhand clothes. Their suggested benefits, according to sellers, include acne cleansing, tanning, weight loss, erectile dysfunction help, and skin whitening. What isn't immediately obvious is that these listings are illegal and could harm users, experts say. "You're not meant to sell something that is pre-packed when it's been unsealed," says Katrina Anderson, a UK e-commerce lawyer at law firm Osborne Clark, who specializes in food industry and regulation issues. "If you've got an opened product, it could be contaminated with something." Founded in 2011, Depop is one of the world's most popular reselling apps. The company says it has more than 30 million users in more than 150 countries, with 90% of active users under the age of 26. From vintage flares to handmade dresses, it has become synonymous with thrifting and more sustainable shopping globally. During the COVID-19 pandemic, its user base more than doubled, according to data from Statista, while over half of US and UK consumers spent more on health products, including supplements, according to Trustpilot. The interest extends to Depop, where users are liking and buying health-related items in droves. However, the platform is also home to a growing unregulated market of food products, with users flogging secondhand supplements. Wired found at least 208 listings for supplements and nearly 100 protein products for sale in the UK, with more than a dozen making unfounded health claims, and there was no evidence that sellers were authorized to sell supplements. Supplements are legally treated as food in the UK, requiring sellers to register as a food business operator with their council, a law that applies to anyone selling supplements online, including on marketplace apps. Yet all the shops were absent from the Food Standards Agency, or FSA, database of food businesses, and no registrations were found by local authorities. A London-based seller advertised skin whitening products and supplements which contain the antioxidant glutathione, an unproven chemical that the Food and Drugs Administration says may be dangerous. In the ad for whitening products posted on the site a year ago, the seller boasted that the product could prevent dull skin problems, dark spots, and increase skin clarity, and helping to reveal radiant skin. The seller, who had a 5-star rating in reviews that raved about the products, did not appear to have a food business registration. They also advertised collagen caps, featuring a picture of a teenage girl holding the supplements and asserting without evidence that usually collagen alone can make skin whiter clean, eradicate acne, and make the nipple color more pink. Another London-based Depop seller advertised pantothenic acid capsules, also known as vitamin B5. Having previously sold similar products on the app, the user also claimed the ingredient reduces acne, which is unproven. Searching buyers can also purchase a discounted liquid beauty supplement, which the Post claims is great for anti-aging. Extreme testosterone boosters marketed for male enhancement are also on sale with a discount from a highly rated seller. A listing for apple cider vinegar gummies tagged with hashtag weight loss has attracted 40 likes, despite limited scientific evidence that the ingredient helps people lose weight, according to Harvard Health Publishing. The ads are piquing users' interests, with many individual listings gathering upwards of 20 likes from potential buyers and are being regularly sold through the site. Experimenting with items that have unfounded health promises could result in long-term damage to both physical and mental health, says Linda Papadopoulos, a child psychologist and ambassador of Internet Matters, a nonprofit for online safety. Being exposed to illegal content online that feeds on our desires to be picture-perfect is worrying for a number of reasons. The issue of low body image and self-esteem leaves many, especially young people, susceptible to items that claim to have the answer to solving their insecurities. Small businesses in the U.S. are also legally obliged to distribute products under conditions that protect them against contamination and deterioration. Wired found more than 100 supplement ads on Depop in the U.S., with over a dozen featuring opened, used, or expired products. Half-used supplements were also available on the site in Italy and Australia. Sellers seeking extra cash may be breaching regulations unknowingly, says Osborne Clark-Sanderson. I'm assuming there is a high level of ordinary people who don't know anything about legal requirements for sale of food supplements and are just trying to sell stuff, she says. But I'm not sure they need legal advice to know selling half-used medicines online is probably quite reckless. Health products implying non-approved treatments and making misleading medical claims appear on Depop despite being prohibited by the app. They are also subject to medicine regulators. Food supplements can't claim to treat, cure, or prevent diseases, Anderson explains. A spokesperson for Britain's Medicines and Healthcare Products Regulatory Agency confirmed to Wired that some posts met its definitions of a drug because they made medical claims. The MHRA takes public health seriously, the person said. There are robust regulatory requirements on medicines, including their manufacture, distribution, retail sale, supply, and advertisement. Breaches of the legal requirements are investigated and appropriate action is taken. Regulators work with online trading platforms, and procedures are in place to request the withdrawal of unauthorized medicines. Many sites also have notice and takedown processes for users to report content, but notice and takedown procedures only work on a case-by-case basis, which makes it difficult to stop this happening unless the issue is reported to the platform, says Anderson. Tech platforms have been largely left to self-regulate and are not obliged to proactively vet what's being sold on them or implement their own guidelines. Wired reported several prohibited items on Depop through the complaints form offered to users on February 26th, but they were still live on the app at the time of publication. In a statement after publication, a Depop spokesperson said the medical products, including prescriptions, over-the-counter products, or unlicensed products are not permitted on its site, and that the company is conducting an extensive search and removal exercise on its site. Problematic sales aren't confined to Depop's platform. They are easily found via Google search. The picture is also much the same with thrifting apps Shpock and Vinted, where secondhand supplements and out-of-date health products have also been advertised. Shpock and Vinted removed unlawful posts sent by Wired within one working day. Shpock COO Andrei Belichki says it has automated moderation and a user reporting function, but that it's difficult to control the posts that are offering illegal goods on its own site. Despite our constant efforts to optimize the moderation rules, it can happen that some of the prohibited items are not removed immediately, he says. In a statement, Vinted says it's regularly revising and updating its processes to catch and remove these types of prohibited listings earlier. E-commerce platforms may be forced to take down dubious posts faster in the near future, says Anderson. General product safety regulations are being updated in the UK and EU, which will impact online marketplaces. What the EU and UK legislators are trying to achieve from this is for platforms to take more responsibility for what is sold on them, Anderson says. They are looking for the Depops of this world to have a role in policing what is sold on the platforms. At the moment, it's not that easy to hold platforms to account.
Like what you learned? Subscribe everywhere you listen to podcasts and get more business news at wired.com/business.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. and they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.